Well, hello, Pinkies. Do you mind being called that? What do you think? Some people have their lovies.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Other podcasters who shall remain nameless. But I will be calling you my Pinkies. What do you think? Do you think it's dumb? Let me know. So I'm going to end the show today by playing a song. And this song I'm going to dedicate to Big Fatty. So I'm going to play you a song from the South for your entertainment. CD changer.
CD changer menu.
Track 5. So here you go, Big Fatty. This song is for you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So here you go, Big Fatty. This song is for you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is, what is this? This is episode 597 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 18th of May, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I am going to talk about some of the quiz programs. So we are going to head on down into the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty, get us down there. Yeah, Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, as you are listening to this, Big Fatty is at the dentista, which is Mexican for Michael in Stuttgart. But I am at the dentist today. And y'all, it seems like somebody else said they were going to the dentist today, too, on the Twitter. I don't remember who it was right now off the top of my head. Big Fatty, why did you bring it up if you can't remember it? But anyway, so y'all, hopefully I won't be biting my tongue. Y'all, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everybody who participated in the big surprise for that Kim Beaver for her birthday yesterday. Because y'all, she was just, oh, y'all, that is you know what? Rather than me tell you what it is, y'all, let's do this.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Tom of the Tom and Terry from the Chicagos, who will be attending the G'days. In just a couple of weeks, y'all, it is beginning to count down. Yes, Big Fatty, we are getting close. But, Larry Cly and I on Monday, we went to the Five Guys Burgers and Fries. And y'all, there was a new item on the menu, and we've been there before. But on the menu, Big Fatty had the ham, the cheeseburger with the sauteed mushrooms, pickles, and light jalapenos. And y'all, I have been farting it up all afternoon long. But anyway, y'all, but they've got something new. Yes, Big Fatty, it is new. But y'all, if you ever go to the Five Guys, and Stevie B loves the Five Guys. Trust me, y'all. He's always on the Twitter. Oh, maybe I'll go to the Five Guys. Y'all, he'll back me up on this. Never order a large order of fries, y'all. Never do it. I'm just telling you right now, because the small is more than you'll be able to eat. But y'all, they've got a new item. It is the... It is the Cajun fries. And y'all, they've got all these different seasonings on it. Y'all, they were quite good. They could have been a little saltier, but they were very spicy. And y'all, between that and the jalapeno, the light jalapeno, thank God I got the light jalapenos, because y'all, you know, that's very racist. But anyway, I got the light jalapenos, and y'all, it was delicious, but y'all have been farting it up all afternoon. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, they are showing on the news right now that Schiphol Airport over there in Amsterdam. And y'all, evidently everything's just shut down over there. Yes, Big Freddy, it is shut down because of the tornado. No, not the tornado. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Because of the Iceland volcano. And y'all, that is why they could not make it over to see her her second cousin twice removed in Germany for her birthday, y'all. But I did get it on good authority that believe it or not, that Michael in Stuttgart, he did forward the gift act from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. He did forward it, y'all. And I guess since the Air Torsvon is down because of the volcano, y'all, I think that they all the mail and everything has to go by junket. Yes, Big Freddy, nothing like a ferocity junket. But anyway, y'all. Speaking of that, Kim. Y'all, I got one phone call after I had shut it down, Big Freddy, after I had shut it down and posted the big birthday hootenanny. And y'all, it is from Brother Sinatus, and y'all, I'm gonna play it for you right now.
Hey, Big Freddy, this is Brother Sinatus from Denver, making my second voicemail call to you. However, like last time, I got to leave a message for someone else because I didn't get the information in time. Kim Beaver, happy birthday. I really enjoy your website, and it's one of the high points of my days. Please keep them coming, and many happy returns. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it sounded like Brother Sinatus ran to the closest phone to get that message out to the Kim Keep Beaver. And y'all, but I believe we have reached the end of the birthday hootenanny. And y'all over there at the Kim Beaver's new lodge, y'all, there is a picture over there of the happiest beaver you have ever seen. Ah, Big Fatty, is that vulgar? Is that something that Ginger Bear would put on the Hulus? No, but anyway, y'all. I hadn't told you about the weekend yet either, and y'all on Friday we did an LFC. Y'all, I still did not have the inner tubes here in the Fat Cave on Friday. So Mr. Vader, that's Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, I know some of you are going, Big Freddy, why do you have to emphasize that every time? Well, y'all, it's just so that you don't get Mr. Larry H. Vader mixed up with Horace Vader. Because y'all, I don't know if you know the story behind Horace Vader, but y'all, back in the old country, Horace Vader was an explorer. And y'all, he was incarcerated because one day he was out picking some tulips, and then
let's get an update on the inner tube problem in the Fat Cave.
Okay, connection issues and internet problems. We are currently working to resolve a network outage in your area. The estimated time of repair is currently not available. Please be advised that our agents do not have any additional outage information at this time.
Sequin blouse and these ladies' undergarments and pantaloons, and y'all, and that's why it is always important to know the difference between Larry H. Vader and Horace Vader.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. And y'all, I just realized that I didn't finish telling you about the weekend. But y'all, since we are in the Fat Cave now, I thought that I would mention to you that on Sunday night, they had the finish of the Survivors Heroes versus Villains. And y'all, it came down to three villains were in the finals, and that was Russell, and it was Poverty, and it was Sandra. And that Sandra won. Y'all, she won the second time. She's won $1 million. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, Russell, he didn't get a single vote. And but y'all, he did get the fan favorite, and he won $100,000. So you know that's not chump change, y'all. No, Big Fatty, chump change is bananas. And and then they had the reunion show, and y'all, it was, you know, it's just it. There's so many personalities, But y'all, the one thing that I noticed more than anything else, and I've got to see if I can remember Tyson. Y'all, Tyson, I did not know Tyson on the show, on the little show. Y'all, he was this skinny, scraggly blonde haired guy. And y'all, he was a toothpick. He was an absolute toothpick. And y'all, I'm looking at the group, and y'all, I said, who is that drag queen up there? Not that there's anything wrong with a drag queen. Hi, Donna Sugars. But anyway, y'all, and I'm going, who is Porky Pig sitting up there? Because y'all, it was this big, fat drag queen looking person with this blonde wig on and had on a hot pink top and was fat. I mean, y'all, it was as if they were eating with a food hook or something. But y'all, they're sitting up there, and y'all, they went up there, and it was Tyson. Y'all, he must have a glandular problem. He must just have a glandular problem, either that, or he just he went to Five Guys too often. But it was a good show. Y'all, I had trouble sleeping on Sunday night. But y'all, I'm recording this before the dancing quarterfinals. And then next week, they'll eliminate someone later tonight. Y'all, it's later tonight. And then next week, we'll say see you next Tuesday, because that's when they'll announce the winner. And y'all, I hope the winner will be that Evan Lysacek. Because, y'all, I don't really care for any of the rest of them. No, Big Fatty, you want the professional skater to win. And, y'all, the reason I am going to go ahead and predict right now that Evan Lysacek is going to win is because anytime there has been an Olympic athlete on the show, on the little show, the Olympic athletes have won. So, Evan, you get on it. Yes. Y'all, the other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, and I don't remember who told me this, because y'all, I still don't have the inner tubes, as you heard, but I believe it may have been that Teresa out there in the Seattles. Y'all, I believe she told me that the Wipeout is indeed returning, and it is coming back. In fact, y'all, I'll give you a little second to go get your pencils. Oh, yeah, Gussie.
Y'all, the Wipeout is supposedly going to return on June the 22th. The 22th. And, y'all, that'll be after the good days, which will be good. And, y'all, the other big news... Oh! The other big news is that the Big Brother, is coming back on, this summer on the July the 8th. And, y'all, that's what day of the week is July the 8th? Big Friday, check the calendar. That's what it's for. That's a Thursday, y'all. So I'm sure that they will be going into the Big Brother house probably on about the 3rd. They usually go that weekend, so they'll have some content for the first couple of little shows that they do with that. But anyway. Now, y'all, talking about the weekend, we did the little show on Friday night, and y'all then, y'all, I had an adult beverage and everything, but I couldn't read the chat room or anything, and y'all, we had Wes, that gay country boy, on, and that is not spelled, see you next Tuesday, but anyway, Wes was on, and y'all, he evidently sent out some pictures of some new underpants he had into the chat room, but of course, Big Fatty couldn't see him because, you know, I had no inner tubes. And then Saturday, y'all, I just sloughed around the house. I felt like I needed to just have a food hook. And y'all, I just laid around naked until about lunchtime when my most regular gentleman caller stopped by. He wanted to come. No, that was Sunday he came by. When else did he come by? He came by Friday night also before the LFC, y'all. He came by Friday night after the coal mine and before the LFC, and then he stopped by on Sunday for a little dessert. A little dessert after his lunch on Sunday. And, y'all, but Saturday night went out to the VegetableLine.com and met Granny and Miss Porter. Miss Porter has not had any additional health maladies. That was good. And y'all, Granny was just, it was distraught. She was distraught, y'all, because they're raising the cigarette tax. They're raising the cigarette tax, by 50 cents a pack on July the 1st. And, so it's going up to 57 cents a pack for the tax. And y'all, it's still one of the lowest in the world. Yes, Big Patty. But anyway, so he's trying to cut back. He's trying to cut back, and y'all, I applaud him. Yes, Big Friday, give him some applause. I applaud him for trying to do that. Now, then Sunday, y'all, I went into the coal mine, and oh, dear Gussie, I had to go in there and download all those voice letters that all of y'all had sent to that Kim Beaver. And then recorded the little show, and then had to go back and post it. Y'all, I think I put 100,000 miles on the Ford Explosion, just going back and forth to get some intertubes. And y'all, this is not good. And y'all, what I really needed was a Faye driver, which y'all evidently means a pansy top. The Faye driver. Who knew that Big Fatty, if we had known it, we'd have baked a cake, or Miss West would have baked a coconut cake, and the Faye driver could say...
So here you go, Big Fatty. This song is for you.
Dear Gussie, play it, fat one.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.